Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: can small businesses help towns in central Maine that were once heavily reliant on single employers, and the competitive job market creating perks for seasonal workers? Those stories after this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Small towns in central Maine that lost mills are seeking smaller economic wins, wary of being too reliant on single industries. Mills, once among the largest employers in Maine, have mostly fallen off the radar as a guaranteed job out of high school. Small economic wins in these smaller towns should make their economies more sustainable, but it can be a long path. Wall Street Journal reporter John Kemp made a couple of visits to the region. John, what did you see?
It can be hard for any town or city when a big employer shuts down, but the shockwaves are particularly strong when you're talking about places that in some cases were purpose-built as towns to serve this one industry.
Wow, yeah.
And the prime example is Millinocket, Maine, which is a fairly remote town up in central Maine, deep in the woods, and it was a place that was really tethered very strongly to a huge mill there for a century. And there was a time when people coming out of high school would say they pretty much had guaranteed jobs there, and it was a way of life, and it was really the heartbeat of the town for generations. And it was also really the only game in town. I mean, it paid most of the town's taxes, it provided most of the jobs, and that mill shut down a decade ago, and that's a town that was hurt very badly by that. The population shrank, and the town had to lay off a lot of employees and was close to bankruptcy. And they're trying to pull out of that dive right now and get some other things going. But that was certainly a really major shock.
Mm. All right. So who's doing what now? Because there was at least one guy I think captured maybe what others are thinking. That's, you know, I'd rather have, 10 employers hiring 50 people than one employer hiring 500.
Well, that's a very common theme all around Maine in all of these towns, because I think they all realize that there's danger in being a one-horse town. It's great when you have that one big mill employing hundreds or even more than 1,000 workers and, you know, paying most town taxes, but obviously it's dangerous when you have all your eggs in one basket and that basket is taken away. So what the towns are trying to do is rebuild brick by brick, really, try and have small economic wins. And they all realize that that's a long road. It's not easy to do, but the hope is that, you know, as you get further down that road, that you're going to build an economy that's more stable and less vulnerable to these kinds of shocks.
Yeah. We're speaking with John Kemp, Wall Street Journal reporter based in Boston. He took a trip up to central Maine and wrote a piece entitled Maine's Mill Towns Search for New Life. What kind of companies might they be looking for, say, to, populate stores on Main Street, or how they might maybe refurbish some of these empty mills?
Well, that's a good question. And certainly the mill sites themselves are large industrial properties that all of the towns see as holding some potential. The extent to which they can really reutilize those properties will vary town by town. In some cases, there's quite a lot of environmental cleanup that has to be done, or the mills need to be, you know, dismantled and with parts salvaged and things like that. In one example, Bucksport, that's a town that's actually doing all right. That town has kind of a geographic advantage in that it's not quite as remote. It's located near the coast. It's also near Bangor, which is a pretty big commercial center in that part of Maine. Bucksport actually has a bit of activity around the seafood industry, and they have a startup that, pending regulatory approval, wants to open a land-based salmon farm at the mill site. So that's one example of a town with some irons in the fire and some things going on. Up in Millinocket, which is way upriver, there is a nonprofit that bought the mill site and is trying to turn it into an industrial park or a commercial park of sorts. And, you know, they'll take all comers. I think they're thinking of certainly going after businesses that are involved in the forestry industry. And that's something you hear throughout these towns, is that, you know, for anyone who drives around Maine, you'll see right away the trees are still there. So there's hope in attracting businesses and things like cross-laminated timber and other kinds of forestry industries. In Millinocket, they say they have a commitment from a data processing firm that will likely move to the mill site. So they'll take anything. I think they want some diversity, but forestry it could be one big part of it if they can get that going.
Thanks, John. Wall Street Journal reporter John Camp. More after this.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
The holiday hiring season is underway. The outplacement firm Challenger, Gray, and Christmas says there will be at least 704,000 openings for holiday jobs this year, up 5% from last year. Amazon plans to hire 100,000 seasonal workers. Target is seeking 120,000. UPS is slotting 100,000. Kohl's is on track to fill 90,000 spots. And Macy's plans to hire 80,000 workers. In a tight labor market, companies are luring in seasonal hires with major rewards. Target is offering gift cards to seasonal workers and 20% off specific items in store like fruits, veggies, and work clothes. JCPenney is giving out vacations like a $5,000 trip to Canada, New York City, and Miami that will be awarded at a random drawing along with $5,000 prize packages featuring themes like outdoor, beauty, and tech offerings. And Kohl's is offering a special shopping day with discounts for employees. Plus, businesses are setting the bar low for job seekers. Applicants applying for some Amazon jobs don't even need a resume for positions like warehouse team leader and full-time night shift associate. Applicants need to answer around 25 basic questions when they apply online. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can check out our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.